before we go any further, wait, you can hear me? Oh,
God. God, you're so good to me.
Let's do this.
Right, we're going to do it right here. This is it. We organic. This is Hennytings. It's your boy King Swag. We got R-Squared. Boom. See, he can talk now, y'all. Y'all have no idea. Yeah, boy, got MJ in here. But boy, you couldn't hear nobody before. MJ just, you know, right now she doesn't want to be mic'd up. All right, but we got R-Squared. They're going to be doing a little duo thing, a little Batman Robin thing. You got your boy King Swag. Hennytings. We've been drinking. That's all you need to know. Minus MJB. She just like that. That's just her. But that energy, we need that energy. So what we're going to do is to wind things down so we can everybody can get on the same page. Thank you to any and everyone who is listening to said podcast and supporting it. We appreciate you. You guys are wonderful for your time that you put into this, you know, and just giving us your time. Now, what is a topic that I spoke on already, which was the whole thing with what happened in Parkland, the school shooting. Now, what a lot of people neglect to, I guess, focus on or shine light on is, you know, everyone's thinking about, yo, what the fuck was that noise? What the fuck was that? What the hell are y'all doing on me? Y'all breaking shit?
I'm sorry.
What is girl doing?
MJ was moving it on the bed, and it caused tears in my eyes. Like, I can't.
What the fuck?
And we're on the sensitive subject right now. We can't do this. All right.
These niggas drunk, yo. Oh my God. This is a raw version of Hennytings. Niggas over here tipsy. But we're going to keep it real. This is a serious topic. Now, the school shooting, Parkland, I touched on it earlier in a podcast. MJB, cut it out right now. Now, this is serious. Now, everyone, girl, are you, get off the bed. I can't deal with this.
All right, she's standing still now. She's standing still. She's good.
I heard every crickle crackle. Or, yo, Hennytings is... Hennytings is organic as fuck. Y'all don't get how organic this show is. This is obviously Hennytings.
This is live.
This is live. This ain't, you know, pre-recorded and we edit. I don't edit shit. I'm not gonna edit things. I want it to be organic and natural. So, you know, it is what it is. Girl, if you don't stop making them clicks and clacks, somebody making click. God damn it. Anyway, once again, this is Hennytings. It's your boy King Swag. We organic. Got R-Squared. MJ, we doing it. Now we're going to touch on topic. The topic has to do with the shooting that happened in Florida, the Parkland shooting. We are Florida residents. We reside in Florida. Now, I already touched on it earlier today in regards to topic, and whoever making that noise, you better cut it out right now. Cut it, cut it, cut it. Now, actually, I don't give a fuck. It don't really matter. This is organic. But we were talking about earlier the whole Pusha T and Drake beef. And to be honest, it was kind of funny. We went from talking about said topic to switching to the whole bullying thing, the whole, you know, reason behind, maybe the reason behind the shooting and what happened with the kid who did the shooting, and probably happening to a lot of kids, because as I touched on earlier, the gentleman, mentioned that, you know, he mentioned in the midst of his, because I saw a clip where he mentioned that essentially he was being bullied. People were talking down to him, and it had to, this is not a thing that clearly just happened. This had to have been going on for a while. And what ended up happening was obviously end result, school shooting. And this is not an excuse for that, but what we're saying is, while everyone's looking at, oh, well, he shot up the school and, you know, bullying and things of that nature, are you guys really paying attention to the staff, just the faculty? Are you guys decent when you send your kids out and abroad? What's really going on with them? We send them to school to make sure that they're safe and sound, and things like this happen. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to R Squared. I want R Squared to impart upon this because he has something that actually occurred with him when he was in school, you know, at a younger age. So R Squared, go ahead and chime in, my friend.
Yeah. So I feel like being a child nowadays is totally different than being a kid back in the day when we were kids. Like, yeah, we have some sort of an age difference between all of us here, but I just feel like everything is different nowadays. People stealing your money for lunch or anything like that, or just shoving you has elevated to a different extreme. And I feel like there's just a lot more going on than just the typical bullying that you see, like, I don't know, on TV shows where you just get shoved asking for lunch money. Now it's gotten to a point where you're scared to go to school, or you're scared to talk to people because you feel like your opinion or who you are is going to change the mood of another. And that goes with compassion. And I feel like bullying has evolved into something that's more demonic in a way. And it's become more, it's become a bigger mental issue within people that I think needs to be addressed. That's why mental awareness and all of these other issues between celebrities and like social media has become a thing, like, and it's a trend. And I hate that I call it a trend, but it's become a topic of conversation because it's an actual thing. Like, it's a living thing that's literally causing all of these things to happen, like shootings and all of this. So bullying back in the day where it used to be someone shoving you asking for lunch money has now become a thing of, in my opinion, has become a thing of deaths in schools. And that's why subjects like this should be talked about, because you can't have kids now because you're always going to think, what's going to happen to my kid when I'm putting them in school. You know what I mean? So when I was a kid, for instance, I was bullied like in elementary school from the get-go. I was bullied a lot because of the way I sounded. I had a squeaky voice. I was immature. I was like 9 years old, 7 years old, whatever it is when you're in elementary school, just being a kid. And at the time, obviously, I had like a little squeaky voice because, you know, you're at that age where you're developing or whatever. And kids of my peers were making fun of me because I sounded like a girl. And it was upsetting because obviously at that age, you're starting to understand what gender is and what boys are, what girls are, what you're supposed to like, what you're not supposed to like. And I was bullied a lot because I'm like, you sound like a girl, or you sound like you're supposed to sound like that. Why are you hanging out with girls? Why are you doing this? And it's like, when it comes to those type of things, it's like, I don't know any better. I'm just a kid. I'm having fun. If I get along with girls, so what? Like, what does that mean? Like, why is it such a big deal? And it got to a point where in middle school, I got bullied all the time. And that's where I can understand, like, people say, yes, we've talked about it also here. It's like the adults have some sort of responsibility too. Teachers see this happening to kids and they do nothing about it. And that's a problem because I feel like it always starts with the adults. If you have a kid, the kid isn't going to know what to do unless you train that kid on what you're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? So it's a long, difficult process, but as a kid, I was just bullied a lot. And it always starts from how you were raised or how you were treated. And I feel like kids, like, let's say the Parkland shooting, it's a sad story because this kid, you don't know what he's been through. And all we know, the public, is from what we see on the news. That's all we know. But we don't know what he literally is going through psychologically in his life, or what he went through as a child. We don't know any of that. So all we can do now is just make life better. Be more compassionate towards one another, I believe. Just understand each other and actually make a difference in your everyday life. If you see someone on the street that you don't know and they're having a bad day, don't make it worse by giving them back an attitude. Just be nice to them. Who gives a fuck? Like, it doesn't matter. I just think that you literally have to learn how to listen to people and actually understand what someone else is going through, because you never know. And it's all about a big cliche. You don't judge a book by its cover because you never know.
Yeah, preach.
I like that. He,
I like that a lot.
He went ahead and touched on something I think that we all can relate to some degree. And to be honest, I was ever bullied. I was not. Damn, I'm sorry. I gotta speak the truth. I wasn't bullied. I did the bullying, but I mean, it wasn't bullying people like that, like, oh, name calling and stuff. Yeah, you kind of crack on your friend and tell him, you know, your mama jokes and things of that nature. But I mean, you know, I actually at one point in my life was doing the bullying with some of my friends, like beating up kids and actually taking their Jordans. And I don't know what happened to me one day. I just realized in the middle of stomping out some kid, and this is just real, I realized that this was wrong. And I remember a lot of my friends just like in the middle of that, like, this is not a joke. I'm like stomping on the kid. We taking the Jordans, boy, get about those. And I remember thinking to myself in that moment as a child, like, this is wrong. I don't know what happened, you know, but I just was like, it just came to me and I was like, this is wrong. And I stopped mid stomp. I stopped. I was like, this is not right. And I remember I pushed one of my homies and I pushed the other homie and I was like, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong. And like, we had a crowd of people in our school. You have a crowd of people like, yeah, Peter said, yeah, take them. People hype it up. They like to see the fuckery. And I don't know, when I did that, a lot of people looked at me like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on with him? Like, you can't go from being like one of the ringleaders of this shit, you know what I'm saying, to know we shouldn't be doing this. You can't do that. So back then I lost a lot of, I guess you could say, street cred or whatever. But at the end of the day, though, I knew right from wrong. It just was instilled in me right then and there, like, this is not right. It's kind of like peer pressure kind of brought me into being the bully because I was physically imposing to individuals. You know what I mean? I'm like, but I realized it was just wrong. It wasn't the right thing to do. And I think people internally need to know right from wrong. You need to know when you talk about someone having, I remember we used to call it bobos. You got them bobos on, meaning not name brand, non-name brand clothing, shoes, whatever it may be. You don't know that person's situation. You don't know their financial situation. There's no need to really be talking down on anyone at all. We don't really. We're going to do a little backspin, so to speak. That's on the kid side. That's what you got to deal with kids. You got to deal with being bullied, doing the bullying, or, you know, then you got to live with all of those things. And you look back on it when you get older, like, ah, dang. But hopefully we all make the right decisions. Now, when you really look at it now, you got the kids. That's the kids doing the bullying to each other. But this kid mentioned not just like the kid that did the shooting, Parkland. He kind of mentions in the video, like, it's more than just kids clearly that are doing the bullying to him. It's not just kids. It's also the staff members. I mean, the adults, exactly. We all have probably gone through some form of bullying to some degree where, you know what I mean? The adults themselves are telling you, you're not going to amount to anything. You're not going to graduate. You're not, you know, they do that because I heard the gentleman say, you're not the kid that did the shooting. He said, how they mentioned, it was something he said where, like, if they called him stupid, you're not going to amount to anything. Da, da, da. Would a kid say that to another kid? You're not going to amount to anything. Or does that sound like maybe something that an adult would say to someone? Now, a kid would say that. Kids can say that. But doesn't that sound more like what an adult would say? And the only reason why I'm touching upon that is because that's happened to me. I had an issue where I used to, my family's going through something at the time, and I, you know, internal suspension, IS. So shout out everybody once again, Creek. You know what I mean? I end up still passing, obviously, because I just buckled down and I decided I wanted to focus and, you know, knock out this stuff academically. And I walked across the stage and I received my diploma. You know what I mean? And that was something that my family was really happy and proud of. But some people, they don't experience that. They don't get to experience that. Why? Because the bullying, not just from their peers, the other students, they have to deal with it from the teacher, the individual. We send our children, because I'm a parent, we send our children to these to these schools, to these institutions of higher learning, so they can be productive members of society. And then they come back, and I'm sure a lot of, say, older individuals, maybe even currently right now, you may have your child a little young, and your child's telling you, mommy, the teacher said this, mommy, this and that. You know you get it. So is it just, do we just blame, or we point the finger on the shooter? Do we not point the finger as well as the other kids? And then now kids will be kids. Kids are going to do that, but is it, we're not trying to point the finger. We just want to bring awareness. And then the teachers, the ones that you send your children to for the higher education to be productive members of society, they're the ones telling your children at times. I'm not saying this happens all the time, but it does happen. R Squared has had this happen to him. I've had it happen to me. You know, your boy King Swag, and MJB has had it happen to her. So, I mean, this is a real topic. This is a real issue that people are just overlooking. I don't know why they keeps kind of straying away from it, when it's definitely a topic. You'd stop the whole kids and they bully each other and this kid's crazy. You guys are quick to dismiss everything, saying that kid's crazy and he had mental issues, or she had mental. Stop doing that. Stop doing. Everyone keeps calling everyone crazy. You know why? Dave Chappelle said it. It's easy to call someone crazy. It's dismissive. You can easily just be like, you're crazy. You know, like when Dave Chappelle decided not to do season 3, Chappelle Show, ended up not accepting the, what was it, like 50 mil or whatever it was to do the third season. And people called him crazy. But was he crazy? Or did he not see what was going on in Hollywood and that things were getting a little sick and twisted? He didn't like the direction that it was going in. He just came to a realization, hey, this is wrong. I came to a realization, hey, this is wrong. Bullying is wrong. Kids, you know, they're kids. They may not come to the same realization that, hey, this is wrong to bully and talk about this individual and pick on them. But then you not just have to deal with it in regards to the kids. You have the faculty, the teachers telling your child, you're not going to amount to anything. How many rappers, musicians on a whole, entertainers, from actors, actresses, whatever, all across the board, that have had a teacher or someone that have told them that you're not going to amount to anything? Let's be honest here. I mean, if anyone, you MJ, R Squared, you guys want to chime in any way, shape, or form, go right ahead. This is Henny Tings. We're just keeping it real. We keep it real. Y'all go right ahead.
Well, I would like to talk about as well what you know. I agree with what, you know, R Squared and Swag, you know, had to say about the, you know, situation that happened in Parkland with the young man, Nicholas Cruz. I don't agree to what he did, but I kind of sort of feel bad for the kid. I know a lot of people will listening to this will be like, what? Feel bad for that kid. He's crazy. He did this and that. Yes, like I said, I don't agree to what he did. But the thing is, the reason why, you know, he did the things that he did was because he was getting bullied, you know, and psychologically, it's, you know, it's something that, you know, it really messes people up, you know. It's like, for instance, growing up, I had to deal with some bullying, you know. If, you know, it stems from, you know, your family, you know, you, and then it goes, you know, out to the streets when you're hanging out with kids and then in school, you know. And what's really sad is, you know, like R Squared and Swag said, it's sad because in school that you don't only get bullied by the kids, but you also get bullied by the, you know, the staff. You know, it's not, you know, I remember when I used to get bullied by a teacher, kindergarten teacher, man. It started off with my kindergarten teacher. One day, some little girl made a comment about why I didn't speak any English. And from there, the little girl was like, oh, she doesn't speak any English because she's stupid. She comes from a stupid household of people that I'm not even trying to even use my race, but the first thing she said was, because you're Dominican, you're stupid. And I was like, wow, that was terrible. And you know what's so sad about it? The teacher came afterwards and said, yeah, you don't speak any English. Yeah, you must come from a stupid family. And I'm like, wow, that's really disrespectful, man. That really crushed me. I'm like, what, 5 years old? That's not cool. You don't tell something like that to a little kid, man. And then from there, throughout the years, and you know what's crazy? I didn't speak any English, but I sure knew how to read in English, you know? But everyone else that knew me saw the greatness in me. But because of that bullying, it crushed me so bad that even the following year, when I went to even first grade, I still got bullied by teachers. And it's really, really sad. And it's like, as a parent, you know, of a three-year-old, he's 3 years old, but by the time that I send him to school, you know, I question whether, you know, he's going to have a good teacher, if they're going to teach him very, you know, teach him well, because it's just because of the experience that I went through in school. You know, something that went on through years. It's not only that those 2 years, it went on through years with different teachers and other staff members from school. And not only having to deal with that, think about it, guys. Staff, the adults and kids, that's gonna mess you up mentally, man. But the thing is, it all depends on the person, depending on the type of you know, skin they have, you know, the way they mentally, you know, can handle you know, just any type of situation. To be honest with you, I thank God every single day that I'm as chill as I am, and I, you know, I didn't go crazy and do some madness. I just told myself, you know what? Don't believe what other people say. Just, you know, do the best that you can do. Be the best that you can be, because, you know, at the end of the day, these people are not gonna, they're not gonna make you happy. You make yourself happy. So,
like, and to touch a little bit on what MJ's saying, it's, I feel like when you decide to become the bully, like as we were talking about earlier, if you are the bully, you're kind of doing what you feel is right in the moment to make yourself feel cool.
Yep.
To make yourself feel like you fit in. Mm-hmm. And you feel like bullying somebody is going to make you up to par with somebody else. And it's, I feel like that's nonsense. I feel like that's, and you know, you don't have to, and my point being is that you don't have to stoop to that level. All you have to do is learn how to tolerate people. You may, where no one is asking you to like anybody. You don't have to necessarily like anybody to tolerate them. All you have to do is tolerate them and move on. You don't have to associate yourself with them or do anything with them. Just don't bully them. Because literally, facts. when you facts. Bully somebody, when you literally just push somebody to their limit, to where they just can't handle it anymore, like I said, don't judge a book by its cover, because you don't know. MJ said she could handle it. She could literally fight through it and not give a fuck about it, but that's her. Somebody else could, you don't know what they're going on with their life, where they could easily be going through some sort of depressive state where they're like, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm going to blow everyone up. You never know. That's you okay. Never know. That's why literally just tolerate people to the point where you're like, you know what? I don't like you. I'm going to step away. End of story. That's all you have to do. All you have to do. That's why I feel like compassion and tolerance are huge. And we lack so much of it nowadays, because that's why you see all of this bullshit online, especially with entertainment. And we were talking about that with Pusha T and Drake.
Yeah.
With all that nonsense. It's like it stems from that too. Like when you have people so high up there that are causing all this pettiness in social media and in entertainment, stuff that we're entertained by, and kids look up to it, they're going to think like, what? Oh, it's okay for me to bully this kid. It's okay for me to do this. I hate it when artists say, oh, I'm not, like, just because I'm an artist, I'm no role model. Bitch, you are, because you're in the public eye. No matter what you say, people are staring at you.
Yep.
You have an audience. You have some sort of responsibility, whether you like it or not. And that's like, that's why it's so big, like, to actually give a fuck about what you're doing when you're in the public eye like that. But that's a different topic. My point is like, you have to build some sort of tolerance with everybody around you. if you can't stand the way somebody's acting or the way someone is, don't associate yourself with them. You really don't even have to talk to them. Just let them live and you live your own separate life. That's all I got to say.
Fucking right, my brother. Preach.
Damn. They, okay. Everybody out there in TV land. All the Anythings family, y'all, you know, just joining the thing. What I'm talking about, just joining, like it's a radio station. Y'all been listening to this shit, you know what I'm saying? But y'all hearing all of our viewpoints on this topic, and we've all been bullied in some way, shape, or form. And
not you?
No, I've been bullied, but it wasn't. It just wasn't really like that. Like, it wasn't like how some people were, like, picked on and, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things that you... I was only maybe bullied in regards of, like I said, with the teachers, the faculty. Students never really... I had some people maybe occasionally try me, but that was when they felt like I got... And soft, I mean, because I decided I wanted to be the good guy. I didn't want to bully no... Didn't see that it was as quickly as it started, ended. I didn't want to do all of that fucker anymore. And look, I came to that myself.
No, and I get that. And nobody's really telling you, like, hey, you have to be perfect and you have to, like, love each other and all. No one's saying that. No, we're never going to have a perfect world. You can think about it and stuff like that, and that's great. And me and you, for example, we could, like, fuck around and you can call me names and all of that. But it gets to a point where you're like, all right, enough is like, I know where to cross that, where I'm crossing that line. You know what I mean?
True.
So it's like, you can't expect, oh, I can't say a certain thing because I'm going to be intolerant or something like that.
And you know what's sad? That growing up, I'm sorry for
Chime in.
It's crazy, MJ, though, because growing up, how, you know, when you get bullied, and you go through all that stuff, how, like you said earlier, R-Squared, you end up bullying someone because, you know, you think it's cool. But when you're actually bullying someone, you start to feel like, wow, that's not cool. Like, why am I doing this to this person? Because when someone did that to me, I didn't like that. And it makes you, and it crushes you as a person. Like, wow, it's like, you think it's cool, but it's not. It really isn't. So like you said, it's all about having compassion and understanding and having respect for one another, because at the end of the day, you know, this life is only one, and you need to appreciate it for what it is, and just show love. There's no need for any facts. Type of, you know, beef whatsoever. Just, it's just stupid.
Facts.
It's a waste of time.
That's real.
It's just a waste of time. People need to enjoy That's life.
Real. You only get one life to live. She is so right. R-Squared is right. And I apologize to, I don't remember his name, but I remember I saw him after that one kid that I did bully, and there was some kids that I may have beat up, but I mean, listen, I want y'all, I'm so sorry to everybody. Now, I'm only saying I'm so sorry. Like, I came to the realization that it was wrong, you know, what I was doing at an early age. So it was kind of like, as soon as it started, it ended with me. So I don't want y'all to think like, you know, King Swag was out on these first grade. Boom. No, to keep it real. Ooh, I'm wrong. I lied. I just really, I'm so sorry. I lied to y'all. I did get bullied. How it started actually was when I was in New York. When I was in New York and I did get bullied. Ooh, it just hit me. I maybe. Okay. What happened was I was in New York and I remember it was the first day of like kindergarten or some shit like that, a pre-K, whatever the fuck that was. And there was this kid. Me and him looked similar. We were lighter-skinned individuals. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to go deep into the story. We're lighter-skinned individuals, and we both look like mixed ethnic gentlemen. And I remember his mom pointing at me and going, hey, that could be your friend. Like, look at you guys. You guys both kind of resemble each other. I remember her saying that as we were about to enter the classroom. And me and him just literally dapped each other up like, done. King Swag, can't tell you my name King Swag. My name King Swag, and he told me his name, and we was like, yo, okay, what's up? So we went in, everything was cool, but I noticed that as time progressed, he started to steal my toys and shit. He started stealing my toys. Like, he come over my house and shit, started stealing my toys. I had this little BB gun, and it was just plastic bullets, you know, you know, we ain't had the real shit. They little plastic, little pellets, them little tiny pellets. Y'all remember them little orange pellets? You know what I'm saying? Well, I had that shit. I remember this shit like it was yesterday.
I remember Nerf guns.
You remember? Thank you. And what was it like? I remember the fucker started stealing from my Ninja Turtles to my cars to my... He started stealing everything. And his mom knew he was stealing my shit. And what he would do sometimes when he would steal my shit, he would replace it with his shit because he had, like, the same toys as me, some of them. So he would, with the ones that he did steal, he would steal basically... What he did was his toys that he had that he broke, he would steal the same exact toy that I had because we had, like, the same exact toys almost. And you steal mine because I kept mine in good condition. Your boy Swag is clean, boy. You don't hear the name Swag. You know what I'm saying? I'm cleaner than a bitch. But I kept my stuff in good condition. And he would steal mine. And he would take that home. And then one day, I don't know what happened. Like, I remember he draped me up. He, like, grabbed me up and was like, what you gonna do, huh? What you gonna do? And I remember I ran home and I was like crying. I was like, well, I wasn't really crying, but it was kind of like, you know, a few tears, man, came to the eye. And I was like, mom, yo, he's bullying me. Like, he's, and I remember that was like the first time I ever used the word bully. I remember this. I didn't even know what the hell the word 100% meant, but I remember using the word to my mom. And my cousin was with my older cousin. I will say his name. Shout out my cousin. Love you, Greg. He was like, him and my mom looked at me like, what do you mean he bullying you? Don't you see how big and strong you are? And at that time, I still wasn't aware of just like how physically imposing I was even at a younger age to people. I was just a kind kid as I was raised to be. And she was like, and whoop his ass. And then there was like, listen, this is what you got to do, X, Y, Z. Duh, 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 duh. They gave me like a quick little crash course on whooping somebody ass. And I literally remember it was snowing. I remember the shit. It was like snow outside and shit. You know, New York, B, Brooklyn, holla at you. Flatbush, what's up? We doing it. All of the boroughs, you know. But anyway, I remember putting on my gloves, them little black gloves. I had them little cotton gloves. I walked outside. I had my little jacket on and everything. I want you to paint the visual. I walked outside. He walks to me. He's like, hey, what's up? He's like, what's up? I was like, I just did this weird smirk. I remember that shit. And I grabbed that motherfucker up by his throat, like his shirt and shit, and his throat just held him up like he was nothing. And I slammed him on this tree, this big ass tree. And I remember I was like, I'm stronger than you. And he was like, I remember he was like, he tried to like get away from me. Like he tried to like pull my hands off him and he couldn't. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't get me off of him. Like he couldn't, you know, get the grip off. So after that, I said, listen, go get my toys. My toys. I was like, yo, I had to have been like, what, like 4 or 5? This is like early swag.
4 or 5 year old.
Yeah, I was out physically, you know, Jamaica stand up, holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? We mixing this bitch, you know what I'm saying? But nigga, my family raised me. They was like, listen, they raised me right. I was church, so on and so forth. We're not supposed to bully nobody. But see how it is? Look, I was bullied. That was the first thing that ever happened to me. I was bullied, and then the bullied turned into the bullier. Yeah. And then the bullier turned back into regular old swag. I realized it was wrong. As soon as I started again, came to Florida, I said, this is wrong.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be jumping nobody for their J's. This is wrong. Like, rappers talk about it now, you know, taking somebody, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. You know, that was game. Shooting somebody or killing them for taking their shoes.
Yep.
And that shit is real. People really were dying over some stash shit like that. And I realized from a young age, I didn't want to be wrapped up in that. Now, I did do my dirt to some degree. Father God, forgive me, God. But I realized that it wasn't the right way to go. But anyway, that was on me. I repented. Allah. But, y'all need to go ahead and look deep within yourselves and see the fuckery that y'all do. Repent however you want to do it. I don't know. Talk to the universe. the chakras, Allah, it don't matter. It's all the same thing. Positivity. Be a good person. Thank you, R squared. Be a good person. Be the best you that you can be, because you only have one you that you will ever be. There's no, if the alternate, that's you. Right now, who you are is you. Right now, that's it. So be the best you that you can be.
That should be the slogan of this podcast. Be the best you that you can be. Bam.
100. That's 100.
Fucking right.
Where's DJ Khaled?
Another one.
There you go. Boom. See that right there? Ooh, we doing sound effects shining, and we ain't got the shining, soundboard. Shining. Oh damn. Oh my God. Shout out Beyonce though. But you know, we all winning. And like I said, once again, this is Henny Tings, your boy R squared, MJB. We touch on we shared with you guys things that happen with us in our lives and what have you. So once again, should we be focusing solely on the shooter, or should we be focusing on the student body, the faculty, from the students themselves? We need to dig deep. We need to see what's really going on in these schools. You know what I mean? Make sure your children are safe. You know what I mean? We want to make sure everyone's safe and sound. But this is a topic that I think everyone needs to focus on. Check your teachers. I'm not saying go over there and be like, you said what to my son? Gaga, and just, you know, clock him. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is something that is a topic of discussion, or at least should be. And I don't know why it's not, with all the propaganda that goes on with teachers sleeping with children. Y'all ready to talk about teachers sleeping with children? But you fucking won't talk about the teacher calling your child a piece of shit? Like, come on now. Your priorities. Let's get it all together. This is Henny Tings. Once again, MJB, R squared. If y'all have anything, last closing statements, go right ahead and chime in.
Cheerio.
Oh God. R squared.
No, nothing. Just as we said before, be a good person, be the best you that you can be. That's pretty much it. Great topic for today.
Yes, it is. Boom. I'm not gonna lie. Fantastic topic. You know, peace and love always, people. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Y'all hear it. Y'all heard it here live. Well, technically, this is a recording, so it ain't live. Right now, it's live. You know what I'm saying? But when y'all hear this, it's still live. This is 100. This is Henny Tings, your boy King Swag, R squared, MJ. Later. We doing it big. Holla at us.
Chip, chip.
We out.